Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This shall never happen to you. That's what Peter told Jesus in our text today after Jesus made a prophecy. This will never happen to you. Peter wasn't going to let it happen. His assessment was that Jesus was just too good, too kind, too compassionate, too loving, too worthy to keep around. No one was going to stop Jesus. Who can stop God? No one. Peter had just confessed that Jesus was the Son of the living God. So who can stop the Son of the living God? By God, no one can. Peter was probably right. If God put his mind to it, the competition would be no match. God would have to humble himself. I mean, really humble himself. I mean, really, 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 really humble himself in order to allow what Jesus said to come true. But it almost seemed offensive to human reason. What God would allow himself to suffer under the hand of the very people he came to save? The flood in Houston wasn't supposed to happen. Never. A flood that size, that catastrophic? Come on, not in 1,000 years. Trump was never going to be elected president. Pastor Buscher was never going to leave First Lutheran. Gas prices were never going to drop below $3.80 ever again. Remember that? People who sold out after the market crash in 2009, they said the market would never recover. The pendulum of history has a way of swinging both ways. People get caught in the never going to happen thinking and get proven wrong over and over again. Or they think, well, that happens to other people, but it will never happen to me. The Bible doesn't teach what I learned when I was a child. Never say never. But it does teach the truth that with God, all things are possible. So when Jesus said, I must go to Jerusalem and suffer from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised, Peter's response should have been, stinks to be you, but if you say you must, then you must. Instead, he invokes the N-word. Never. You are never going to go to the cross as long as I am your disciple, Jesus. Come hell or high water. I bet up in heaven right now, Peter wishes he had a dime for every time somebody comes to him and says, remember when you said never to Jesus? You remember that? Yes, I remember. Oh man, you were like Satan. Yeah, and that's exactly what he was. Jesus says, get behind me, Satan, for you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man. Man says, never. I never want to suffer and die. Man says, I'm not by nature sinful, unclean. Never. Man says, I don't need to be saved. Man says, we can build a tower as high as the heavens and be all like God up there and glorious. Man says, if I say so, then you're wrong about dying, Jesus. We'll stay here, out in the wilderness, and avoid Jerusalem. We'll set up tents right here, so you can live out here where it's safe from the crossfire. We'll save you, Jesus. After all, we need you. We need you to heal our diseases. We need you to walk on water. We need you to turn more of that water into wine. No one needs to die when we're doing the things that we're doing in God's name. You see, man gets on a roll and thinks that he can be immortal without God's help, without God's plan, without God's saving work. And that's the devil's goal. God says something different. God says, my mind is made up. I am going to save my people. I am not going to let them die in their sins. I am not going to let them think that they can save themselves from sin and death and the power of the devil, because they can't. It's been proven. I am going to send my son. He is going to suffer in my place and in your place. He will die in the holy city of David. He will crush the serpent's head. He will fulfill my promises of old. He will speak my word. He will rise again as proof of my love and power. Peter, as Satan's ambassador, will not stop Jesus from doing what he came to do. But it was tempting. Jesus had human flesh and blood, just like us. You better believe it was tempting for him to go along with Peter and say, okay, Peter, let's go with your plan. Let's tell God the Father you're wrong. But what would be the end result of that? Jesus knew. We'd all die in our sins and not in the loving arms of grace. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? For what man, what shall he give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come, judging each person, repaying each for his own actions. When I remember my own actions, I remember that I didn't always listen to Mom and Dad. I didn't always love my neighbor as myself. I used the N-word. I'm never going to die for doing what I'm about to do. Or as Ronald Reagan once said, I never did anything wrong and I'll never do it again. But God's love for me and for you was greater than my sins and my actions and my faults. Just think. God in Christ was willing to go to the grave in your place, to put to death the remembrance of all that you have done. Once you realize that, you'll welcome Jesus on that cross. You'll rejoice that he's on that cross. You'll call it Good Friday, not Bad Friday. And come Easter morning, you'll sing, Hallelujah, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You'll start to use the N-word in a whole different way. I'm never going to lose hope. I'm never going to die in my sins. I'm never going to die alone. For in baptism, I died with Christ Jesus, and he with me. And now I belong to him, and he belongs to me in the fullness of the way that he gives himself freely. I'm never going to see hell. I'm never going to stop fighting the good fight of faith. Lord, help me never to get in the way of your plan. Let me not be a hindrance. Lord, help me never to deny your cross or mine. Lord, help me keep my mind on the things of God and not on the things of man. And when I feel weak and ashamed, when I've acted like Satan's ambassador and not yours, help me never forget that you overcame the temptations coming out of Peter's mouth and rose again to new life, enduring the cross, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And you did all of this for me. Houston will recover. The stock market will crash again. Gas prices will soar. America will elect a man or a woman from the other party. For some, the cancer will not go away. Nor the drinking, nor the opioid abuse, until our sons and daughters, and yes, even ourselves, lie dead in the grave. But these are temporal, and the things of God are eternal. Because of the victory of your faith, Jesus has a hold of you like no other. Am I going to hell? Am I going to suffer eternally? Because of Jesus' cross, Jesus alone can say, that's never going to happen as long as I am your God. Thanks be to God who gives us that victory through faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.